Welcome to Al Berman Live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California. This is episode 58, 58, right after 57, before 59. 58, man, I'm doing a lot of podcasts, about one a week. That's all I got to say about that. Oh, it's kind of a nice day here in Los Angeles, so I'd like to give the weather report here to those who are not in the LA area. It was kind of summery the last couple of days, and now it's kind of autumny. And during this next couple of days, it's supposed to get kind of wintry, and hopefully that will be followed by something that's a little springery, and we'll get back to summery. You know, we don't really have seasons here. We have seasonal moments, just like with my food. When I have cheat moments, we have seasonal moments. It's winter for a minute. It's summer for 3 minutes. No, actually, summer for most of the time. That's why I love this place. I'm spoiled. I'm so spoiled. How can I live in a cold weather environment, even with cold weather clothes, which I don't even own at this point? I just don't see it. Scraping ice off windshields. No! I say N-O. N to the O. I won't do it. Don't make me. Don't you dare. Come on, global warming. Warm everything up. Melt the glaciers. You know, the glaciers supposedly melted, and that's not good. That's not good at all. But I like it when these politicians, they talk about climate change like they can, like they're going to do something about, I guess like pollution and stuff like that, yeah, but I mean, I can't, I don't know. It's just like, we're going to be able to spend some money, and I don't know. I don't even know what I'm talking about. It just seems like there's certain things that may be out of our hands, and but maybe not. Maybe we can spend our way to changing the climate. At least that's what, you know, I'm hearing. And it was a big meteor. Speaking of climates, a friggin' meteor landed on Russia. It's crazy, man. And another meteor like passed by Earth and, like, you know, missed us by just 17,500 miles, the size of two football fields. I mean, come on, folks. How do you think the dinosaurs got it? It was a meteor. Meteorites. What's the difference between a meteor and a meteorite? I don't know. Are meteorites a little smaller? What's about a meteor light? Is that a meteor that's kind of like a diet meteor? Okay, enough of that. What happened this week? Well, first of all, I get a phone call from my bank, which is the bank that belongs to America, Bank of America. And I get a call from a lady who says her name is Essie. She goes, "Hi, Al, this is Essie from Bank of America. There was an unusual withdrawal in your account and on Friday, and we just wanted to check to see if, you know, if this was you and blah, blah, blah," which I do, you know, appreciate that they check, that they're actually, you know, there's like checks and balances, that they're not just ignoring things like that. Okay, fine. So I call back, and I get a lady named Luna, and, you know, I like these names, Essie, Luna, and Luna is like, she answers the phone, and very thick, I don't even understand, very thick accent. "Hello, Bank of America, this is Luna speaking." I go, "Excuse me, Luna speaking. Hi, Luna. Luna, I got a call from a lady named Essie regarding a withdrawal from my account." And she's, "Oh, okay." And she goes, "All right, well, Essie's with a customer right now." I go, okay. And she goes, so Essie called you?" And I'm like, I'm thinking like, didn't I just say it? No, Essie, she contacted me telepathically. And I just got an intuitive hunch to call about something that might be a problem in my bank account. Yes, she called me. Didn't I just tell you that? Isn't it? Why am I calling? I don't even know this, Essie. And I go, you know, so she says, "Hold on, please." And then Essie gets on the phone. And Essie tells me that She figured it out. It was I paid my tax guy, and he just cashed my check. But it was in a bank branch that was not any branch that I normally would go to. And I thanked her profusely, and I said, thank you, and thank Luna for answering the phone for you in a very thick accent that was hard to understand. Then I had an issue with my debit card, same bank, but different phone call. What happened was I was online and I couldn't access my account, and I was, you know, I was doing the correct username. I did it because I did it several times and slowly. And then my password, and then it just kept saying, you know, incorrect data. So, you know, I called up, and I get this gentleman, and you know, I don't know. I thought I was pretty cool. If I wasn't being like, you know, I wasn't being like mean or anything. I was just trying to find out, you know, what's going on. And this guy starts giving me that fake politeness, that sir, you know, that edge in his voice, sir. You know, sir, if you do this, sir, did you do that, sir? You know, and it kind of got to me at one point, and I was just like, because I was trying to understand what I was supposed to do. Sir, did you take the username? And yes, I did. Sir, we must change this. Sir. So I finally said, you know what, man? I said, you know, if you would just cut out the sir and the fake politeness and talk to me like a regular person and just help me through this so that we can actually, you know, get through this, it'll be okay. And he goes, well, I'm not, and he was like, okay, sir. You know, he goes, he never quite stopped with the fake politeness. We did get through it. You know, I said to him, look, dude, I'm not a freaking technical guy here, and I know that I've entered my username and password correctly. So, you know, what can be done to fix it? And then ultimately, what was the ultimate thing? We had to reset my password, and he said in the future I should quit the browser I was in. I was in Safari. Quit that browser. I can't believe that I'm actually able to talk this way, that I can say things like, quit the browser. Like, I'm just a guy who knows about computers. Yeah, I quit my browser. What'd you do? I quit the browser. I told Safari, you know what? You take this browser and you shove it, you know, where the sun don't shine. I'm quitting you. Okay? I'm going to, you know, you better watch out because I might force quit you. That's what Apple's, they got this thing where you got to force quit. Sounds so S&M-ish. Force quit. But we rectified it, and I'm also having trouble with my phone, my landline. Last week, I think I talked about my voicemail. Maybe I didn't talk about that last week. I don't remember if I did or not, but I had an issue with my voicemail on my landline where the message indicator was telling me I had a message and I didn't have a message. Now the message indicator is telling me I don't have a message when I have messages. So I've got to, you know, and it's a matter of just calling over to the phone company, and it just always happens. Two times it's happened. It's happened on the weekend when that particular department is closed, and it seems to be an easy fix. But I'm just wondering. I was talking to this friend of mine about, like, maybe it's the meteors. They're messing with the satellites. Maybe there's some kind of weird thing going on. Maybe it's the aliens. Okay, maybe it's got something to do with Area 51. Okay? Wow. All right. Okay, let's move on. I've been getting emails from the company that, I guess, it's the host. It used to host my website. Hi, I'm the website host. And I had their website and their email. And I left them, and I went with GoDaddy. And, you know, GoDaddy, they're open 24 hours a day. I think the other place was, too. But it's all pretty much Americans, North Americans. I think it's usually somebody in Arizona. So I appreciate that. And the reason I got rid of the other place, I forget it. I don't know if it had anything to do with foreign workers. I forget the reason. But it's so funny, they keep sending me emails like I'm with them. You know, like they'll just send me emails, important information about your account. You know, well, how about this? Important information about my account. I have no account with you. How about important information about my account? There is no account. Stop sending me emails. Stop tricking me into thinking I'm with you, because I'm not with you. I quit you. Just like I quit Safari. But I didn't quit Safari for good. I was temporarily quit Safari. I took a leave of absence from Safari. Okay? And I came back. I came back to Safari. Because that's the way I do it. That's the way I does-a-ooh it. I does-a-ooh it. I'm going to predict. This may be a short one today. This may be a short one. I may be running out of things to elongate. But we'll see. Usually when I say that, it kind of comes in on the normal time. Just the fact that I mention this, either that just wastes some time. See, that's called filler, folks, in the business, in the podcast business. We call that filler, podcast filler. Not that filling, but it's there. We had the city inspectors came by, well, a city inspector came by to inspect the building. I think I was, I gave a heads up on that one. And the last time or two when they've had these inspections, they haven't gone through every apartment. So the notice said that they were going to be here somewhere between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. And since I don't get up early in the morning, I asked Aaron, I said, listen, if they can skip me, if it's the morning and they can skip me, please do it. If not, you know, just wake me up and I'll just get up. So apparently at 10:15 in the morning, which I know for many of you is you're already up and about, you're doing your life. But me, you know, I'm up late. I'm up late and I wake late, wake up late. I got some texts, which I didn't hear from Aaron. And then my phone started to vibrate at 10:15 in the morning. I picked it up and Aaron says, you know, the guy's here and he needs to come in to your apartment. I go, okay, please wait for 1 minute. I just need to throw on some clothes. And I got up, I threw on some clothes, and then he came in, and he was just here for like a minute. And I asked, you know, what was the main thing he was checking for? And he said he was checking for leaks. And I was thinking, that's funny, because I just took one. Sorry, couldn't resist. But I had just taken what they say in the mail business, waking up in the morning or afternoon, whenever you wake up, I just took one. And I refuse to let you check that one, my friend, because we're not going there, okay? We are not going there. I am not going there. You are not going there. We're not going there. You understand what I'm saying? But I think the inspection went well. I think I heard them outside my window. I think there was a lot of friendliness, or not so much friendliness, that might be the wrong word, just not gregariousness, just a cordiality, cordialness, that's a word, where it's just like, is that it, you know, and Mark was there, Mark, the owner's, I was going to say the owner's son, the owner's brother, who's been in a very good mood lately, every time I see, you know, I've had so many run-ins with this guy, and so many people have, maybe he's on meds, maybe he's on medication, who knows, wish him well. But it was a pretty painless inspection. The guy was in, he was out. He was in, out. In, out, in or out. Listen, folks, in or out. Okay? You're either going to inspect in or out. And then what else? You know, I had a weird thing with my iPhone this week. I lost. I usually keep my notes for the podcast on my iPhone, and then I back them up on my email. Now I'm going to back them up on two emails. And and at one point yesterday, I went to make a notation, and the entire episode 58 was no longer in my notes. And then I went online to see if you can retrieve the notes, and it's, I don't know, you got to download something, and you got to pray to a certain god, and you know, just, I don't know, just, I don't know what, I, It's okay. It's all right. But I thought maybe how could I possibly deleted my notes by accident? And then I noticed I keep a running list for my go-to supermarket, and that was gone. And that's when my suspicion came in. That's when I thought, could it be, again, the meteorite that is messing with my notations, with my notes, messing with my podcast, messing with me, messing with my ability to do a comedic podcast, okay? I mean, come on. By the way, speaking of the building, we have, I'm understanding that all the apartments that were empty are now rented, and I have not met, any of the newer people? I don't think so. Not the super new people. Let me see, there's one over here, no, I have not met them. Not yet. I've not met them. And that's unusual for me, the mayor of this building. Usually, I'm the guy that, that meets these people, and I meet them more than halfway. You know, so speaking of neighbors, one of my neighbors is a lady that's married, has a little baby, and they moved in, I think it was sometime in the summer. And I think I've told you about my mysterious weight gain, yet people say I've lost weight, and, you know, it's just kind of a, you know, on the scale it's saying one thing, but by a visual, it's allegedly another. And so this girl has known me since the summer, right before my surgery, when I would have been allegedly more slender, more thin, a thinner me. And I don't see her that often. Mind you, she's very busy. She's working. She goes to school. She has her family. So, and she lives on the other side of the building, so I don't really get to see her that often. And the other night, I just pulled into the lot, and I got out of my car, and her car pulled in, and she stopped, and she said, hey, you know, we were visiting, very friendly girl, and we're talking, and at one point she says to me, you know, you look really great, which, you know, when a young, hot, and she's young, she's hot, and she's married, you know, but a young, hot woman says you look great, you know, of course, as a man, my mind immediately goes down some very, you know, dark streets. Streets where there is not very little lighting involved, okay? And, but I, you know, I try to put on the cheery, happy, I try to put on a porch light. And I said, well, thank you so much. I don't think I told her about the weight gain thing. But it further baffled me. Because Deb had just come up with a theory as to what happened. She said, well, you know, you have lost a significant amount of weight, so the people who haven't seen you in a long time are going to see how much weight you lost, but since you might have put on a little bit more weight, it's going to be, that's the problem, is the people that see you've lost a lot of weight aren't going to notice the little bit of weight you gained. But then that blew her theory, and it was right after she told me that, it blew her theory right out of the water. And so I said to her, Deb, I want you to go back to the lab and do more scientific experiments. It's just one of those things. And I've been, I'll tell you, since then, I went a little crazy with the food, with the sugar and the carbs. And I am, I've been trying to get back on track, and I'm making a pledge that tomorrow, I'm having one more cheat day here, and then tomorrow, come hell or high water, or come hell or Haagen-Dazs. I'm cutting out the sugar. I'm cutting out all the empty carbs. I'm going to start cooking because I haven't been cooking, you know, for myself. And I'm going to be diligent and clean. And when I have a cheat moment, it's going to be cheat moment. I think my cheat moments became like cheat days, like a cheat day, and then became a cheat 2 days. I think that's where I started to get in trouble. And you know what? It's just something that's going to happen. Food. Listen, I gave up alcohol. I gave up drugs. And when it comes to food, I just think it's just a harder thing. And I think if I can be good most of the time and then mess around a little bit, or maybe I will evolve to the point where I'll just won't crave certain things anymore, which has happened. Like, I don't drink sodas, because I naturally have evolved out of wanting them. You know, very occasionally we'll have a soda. So maybe I'll evolve out of ice cream. Good name for a book. Evolving out of ice cream. The name of an album. Evolving out of ice cream. Anyway. And then, let's see. Oh, look, this podcast is actually going to be not that short. Okay. I got a note on my wall from a girl, Facebook friend I've never met. And she leaves these, like, overly positive kind of things. How she's so glad I'm in her life, which is, I appreciate that. It's nice, but I'm not really in her life. I mean, we've talked on the phone a few times, but I'm not really in her life, so it seems over the top to me. It's like, oh, I so appreciate you in my life, and blah, blah, blah. And, because it actually scares me a little, because I don't know what she means, because we're not really communicating that much, and, she said that on my wall. So I, rather than me challenging her, I graciously said, thank you so much. And then she wrote back, how are you? And it's like, you know, I'm not getting into small talk on my wall. I mean, she has my number, you know, if she wants to call me or text me. And besides, all I'm going to say is fine. How are you? Fine. I mean, I guess I could have done that on my wall. But it just was like, enough already with this communication that's not really communicating. But, you know, if she listens to this, I don't want to offend her. I do appreciate her getting in touch with me. It's just that I'm looking for something funny, okay? I'm a comedian. That's the whole purpose of this podcast, is for me to mine for material and find the little nuggets of funny in the world, in my life, in my world. I think I told you guys about these two charter pilots that moved in, and one of them has a girlfriend that he had a child with, I guess, a couple years ago, and she lived up in Northern California, and she's visited, and very nice girl, and now she brought their kid down, and there's a possibility that she's moving in. I'm going to go to school down here, which is great. She's a really nice girl. And they got this kid. I'm going to tell you, this little boy, his name is Ray. Ray Ray. I call him Ray Ray. And he's so friggin' cute and smart. I mean, he's 2 years old. He can count like to 40. She says he knows he can identify an octagon. I go, this kid is like the reincarnation of Einstein or Edison or something. And what I noticed about he's... We're talking, me and her, and he's out there, and he's just pointing to the sky. Look, the sky! And the bird! Like, everything is so wondrous to this little boy, because it's all so new to him. And it made me think about, that's the way we should be, even as adults. We shouldn't lose that. I mean, it's hard to keep that up all the time, because the world gets in the way, and we get jaded. But, you know, I want to be like that kid. I want to be able to, you know, go outside and go, man, which I do sometimes. Like when there's a particularly beautiful sky, like out here in L.A., we have some beautiful sunsets when the sun and the pollution kind of get together, and then it's kind of colors that you don't. That even God goes, I didn't create that. That's crazy. The colors that are coming out of this situation. And, I don't know, it just made me think about being wondrous and having that wonder that a little child has. And I like to incorporate more of that into my life. I think I have, as an artist, as a comedic artist, and as a guy that writes, done music and acting and writing and blah, blah, blah. It's the art part. I have that aspect to me, but it goes away sometimes. Sometimes it gets hidden, and I don't know. You know what? I think that's a nice way to end this podcast. I think it's a nice, sweet way. I want to end it on a sweet note. My sweet flute. Anyway, thank you. Gratitude. gratitude time. Thanks for listening. Any and all? Any of you? All of you? Any of you? Each of you? Please keep listening. You don't have to listen. You don't have to put any pressure on yourself. You don't have to listen to the whole thing at once. You can listen in parts. You know, maybe you only have 5-10 minutes here. Listen to that. Pause it and come back. And if you feel so inclined, tell some friends or family, hey, you know what? This guy Al Berman's got a really nice podcast. It's nice on many levels. Why don't you listen to it? Again, thanks. And until next time, this is Al Berman live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California.